From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
And welcome. It is the Disc Golf News for the week of October 3, 2005. I'm Brian Sullivan. I want to start the show this week by saying thanks to the listeners of this show for your patience while we moved the studios. Now, I use the term studios kind of loosely. We're more like two turntables and a microphone. But nonetheless, we got through the move all right. And I want to say thanks to you guys as well for all of your email support that you were sending recently to the PDGA Board of Directors. They held their semi-annual summit meetings recently. And as a result of those meetings, the radio show will be around for at least one more season. We'll be back next year. And we have a lot more to tell you about the summit meetings. Our guest this week is PDGA Executive Director Brian Honegger. He'll summarize what happened, and we've learned that this guy, a Canadian citizen, lived there most of his life, is, well, now that he's a Georgia resident, he's actually picking up a little of the local slang.
John Deusler's a direct email. I can dictate that to y'all.
Yeah, did you catch the y'all there? Are you short stroking your putts? If you are, it doesn't feel good. David Feldberg will explain why in the 60-second clinic. Plus, we've got results from last weekend's Faultline Classic in Santa Cruz, and we'll look ahead to this weekend's Colorado State Championships. Plus, disc golf is all over the place in the news, and the Frisbee family mourns the loss of a legendary player. That later in the show. It's PDGA Radio News, brought to you by GottaGoGottaThrow.com. Also, discovering the world at DTWorld.com, Discraft at Discraft.com, and Innova Champion Discs, InnovaDiscs.com.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion Line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with a new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
The ground, it was a shaking with the thunder of professional disc golfers last weekend in Santa Cruz, California
at the Faultline Classic.
Results coming your way, beginning with the Masters Division, and Robbie Wilson tears it up in the third. He's the only Master to finish under par, and he's going to beat Hall of Famer Jeff Lissaman by seven, who's going to take second place, a two-way tie for third between Rob Harding and Scott Riley. To the Women's Division, and Burl will be defending her title, and she will do so victoriously. Carrie Burlager wins by three over Kathy Manley, who takes second place. Annie Kremel comes in third. To the Open Division, and Micah Dorius of San Diego came in and said, De La Viega is one of the hardest courses to hold a lead on, but he manages to hold on to his one-stroke lead going into the final nine, and he's going to win by a single throw over world champ Nate Doss, who takes second place. Stevie Rico will take third. Tournament director Jim Crouch said, Nate Doss didn't win this one, but he sure did look like a winner.
I've known Nate since he was 10, and to see him go from rank beginner to basically dominating the game has just been an incredible experience for all of us here in Santa Cruz, and we're just glad we could be part of it.
Time now for the 60-second clinic. Do you ever find that your putts are coming up just short of the chains, and instead they're doinking off the cage? Yeah, kind of like that. Well, chances are good you are short-stroking your putts. And, as we all know, it really doesn't feel good. Professional disc golfer David Feldberg is here to explain why.
When my putts are hitting the cage, and most of my friends, that you know most of them out there, the touring players, we are what we call short-stroking it. And short-stroking it is when you go through your whole routine, and you go to do the putt, and it feels right to you, but you've actually come 6-7 inches from your full extension. So say you have a 20-footer and you line it up and then you kind of just jab at it and it looks right and it feels right, but it's just short. That's because usually if you look at it yourself on tape or you can feel it, you're not extending your arm all the way. And if you extend your arm all the way out every time, you won't miss short putts. It's only when you short stroke it do you miss short putts into the cage.
Professional disc golfer David Feldberg finished in fifth place this year at the Pro World Championships in Pennsylvania. Coming up, a summary of this season's PDGA Summit meetings.
Since 1979, Discraft has designed and manufactured tournament-quality flying discs for all disc sports. Our disc golf line is second to none. From beginners to world champion pros, Disc golfers everywhere rely on the quality, consistency, and durability of every Discraft Pro Golf disc. Discraft, the world leader in disc golf.
Try the new Venom Maximum Distance Driver and the Drone in overstable mid-range and the new Pro D Plastic for superior grip even when wet from Discraft.
Hi, this is Barry Schultz, and you are listening to PDGA Radio News.
In the big picture, the PDGA Board of Directors gets together a couple of times a year for summit meetings. This is a chance for everybody to sit down face-to-face and talk about things that will help to keep our organization moving forward. A summit meeting was recently held September 22nd and 23rd. For a summary of the meetings, we got on the horn to Executive Director Brian Honegger.
This was one of the shortest summits we've had in a while, and thus the agenda was ambitious for the time frame that we had. These summits typically start with a welcome review of the agenda, and the agenda is posted at pdj.com in the discussion board in the PDJ announcements thread. And we then go on to different presentations from the staff. So I led off with a State of the Association speech and a review of the mission statement, also a review of the many, many pages of comments we received together with the election ballots recently. David Gentry and John Chapman then led us through a discussion on the PDJ tour, Lori Gibson on the memberships. We then tackled the finances. And over the course of the next day and a half, we also had a number of guest presentations. John Dusler regarding marketing by telephone. Harold Duvall was present and gave us a presentation on Innova and the USDGC. We had various ideas, as we always do, from Chuck Kennedy. We had a 2007 Pro World bid from Virginia Beach, Virginia, which was presented by Scott Warren of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, as opposed to the local disc golf club, for the first time. We had a huge session reviewing the National Disc Golf Center project, and Stork led us through the course evaluation and one of our internal management tools, which is our annual timeline and schedules process of the document that we use to make sure we're getting done all the hundreds of things that we do over the course of the year. So those are some of the topics that we covered to give you a broad overview. Here's some of the key decisions that emanated from the summit. First of all, the gentleman I'm talking to, Brian Sullivan, has been asked to expand his relationship with the PDJ. In fact, he approached us on this very topic, and I believe we have the commissioner and Brian have today reached formal understanding on Brian Sullivan becoming the new PDJ websites manager in addition to hosting the weekly PDJ radio show. Second of all, in terms of marketing, the PDJ has also reached agreement in regards to a retainer to John Dusler, who's going to become our in-house capacity where Sportsloop left off in terms of marketing the PDJ with a focus on the national tour. And he's going to be part of the teleconference of national tour TDs, David Gentry and John Chapman, which is taking place tomorrow night. We're also reviewing, formalizing the PDJ's relationship with Chuck Kennedy, who provides a number of tasks to the PDJ each year, including doing a bang-up job as a one-person scorekeeping central team at this year's Amateur World Championships. He also reviews the courses at Worlds for us, and there's a number of key other functions that Chuck could help us get done that would address some priorities. For instance, updating our how to run a PDJ Tour event guide document, perhaps a document on a really good document on how to build a disc golf club and so on. Another new initiative that's about to start that we've been hearing about for a while is in regards to the National Disc Golf Center. With the major clearing having been accomplished, focus is now turning to the ground clearing and cleanup of the NDGC. There were some more fine-tuning in terms of the trees that have to be removed, and some of the course designers were here recently. But we've also now got labor, including prison labor, occasionally provided by the parks to help clean up the courses. So we're getting close to the point when we can begin to look at installing the equipment. And so to this end, there's two projects which we're going to unfold shortly. One is a bidding process for the provision and installation of equipment, including tee pads, tee signs, and then with more time, such things as footbridges, hole benches, and the likes. The other side of that is the sponsorship campaign to raise the funds to pay for that. And when we're talking about the installation of top-notch equipment at the National Disc Golf Center, some of these items do not come cheaply. One of the things that also happened at the summit is we had a fabulous presentation from Pat Farrell of Disc Concepts on the provision and installation of various course components. But this, as we've said all along amongst ourselves and have advised Pat, this is going to be a formal bidding process, and the members can look for that bidding process and the NDGC course sponsorship campaign information to be released on those things shortly. We discussed other tweaks and changes to some of the core PDJ systems. Some of these will be announced shortly. Some changes to the tour standards will be announced by the tour director, David Gentry, when he releases the tour standards after probably one more teleconference with the competition committee. In terms of memberships, there are no changes to the standard membership prices. There are, however, changes to developmental memberships and to the temporary player fees. So look for those to be announced shortly. That's a synopsis of some of the key decisions that we took at the summit. It was a whirlwind agenda. It was followed by a press conference announcing the hosting of the 2006 PDJ Pro Worlds in Augusta to the local press. So if you have any more questions, let's hear them.
The members, for years and years, have been saying that they want more marketing, and it sounds like we are on our way to getting that. Tell me a little bit more about what John Dusler is going to be doing.
John Dusler is going to build on his efforts last year to raise a sponsorship with brand name corporations on behalf of the PDJ and most directly the National Tour. He's being given a very modest retainer, and he's also being given a fairly modest percentage of everything that he brings in. Plus, we've budgeted some funds to enable him to go to boardrooms in different cities and give presentations and the like. You know, this has just happened, so John's going to tell us what he's going to need, but he's meeting with the National Tour TDs in teleconference tomorrow, and they're going to thrash it out together because the NT, in order for this to be successful, we also need a lot of input from the events themselves and agreements on the stuff that they're going to provide to make it happen, like timely information for the website and the basic stuff that John needs to go to bat on their behalf. This goes back all the way to the 1997-98 year-end membership survey, which was a huge document, and it was, at that time it was declared by the members that the number one thing that the PDJ could do more, that it wasn't doing much of at that time on behalf of us all, is to woo sponsors and media coverage. And, the media coverage is certainly growing all the time. John is a professional. He's a straight-up guy, good-looking guy, intelligent, articulate, professional in a word, and we have a modest amount of, we're going to assign a modest amount of funds to this effort to do what Sports Loop could not do, and we're going to try and do it in-house. That is, we raised expectations in investing in Sports Loop, and we're disappointed with the overall return. But that still did not stop the fact that getting disc golf to the next level in the public's eye and in terms of support for the sport, it remains the number one priority of us as a collective. And this is our attempt to now tackle this from an in-house capability.
Now, it seems that every time you're having a conversation with a disc golfer and talking about, getting major sponsorship, somebody in the circle will say, hey, I got a cousin, I got an uncle, I know somebody who is in this department at this major corporation. If people have leads that they want to pass on to John Dusler, what is the best way for them to go about doing that?
John Dusler's a direct email. I can dictate that to y'all. But he's going to have an email set up specifically at pdj.com. I believe it's going to be marketing@pdj.com, but we haven't done that yet. We were just discussing that with him today and asking him what moniker he would like specifically. But I will give you his, if anyone who's listening has a great idea for a sponsor because you have a connection to that sponsor or you have a really well-developed argument for why that sponsor would be a good match for the PDGA, that, if you indeed have such valuable information, that gives us a genuine chance by following up with it, then yes, by all means, please bring it to John's attention. I'm just calling him up on the database, and his email is jgdeusler, J-G-D-U-E-S-L-E-R, at bioteca.com. That's bioteca.com.
And one final question here, Brian Honegger, because I know we are running out of time. With the Pro Worlds bid from Virginia Beach that came in this year, now, some people are a little bit confused as to whether or not they should be thinking about putting in a bid for Worlds because they're thinking, well, you know, now that we've got the National Disc Golf Center, the Worlds are going to be held there every year. What do you have to say to those folks?
There's never been the intent to hold the Worlds at the NDGC, quote-unquote, every year. But we could definitely see a scenario where, you know, the 08 AM Worlds is held here, followed by the 09 Pro Worlds, and then those events circulate again to clubs that have submitted bids, including clubs outside of the USA and Canada. For example, we've got a letter of acceptance of the bidding process from Japan, and we will be reviewing a formal bid from Japan to host the 2008 Worlds in Japan, probably on the ball golf course where we play the Japan Open now. So the answer to the direct question about the Worlds and the NDGC, no, the Worlds, I would look over the long term to see the Worlds, the AM Worlds and the Pro Worlds circulate through the NDGC about every 4 years. So within every 4 year period, there would likely be one AM World and one Pro World held here at the NDGC.
Brian, thanks for giving us a summary of the Fall Summit meeting. And as always, thanks for all of your hard work for the organization.
Thank you, Brian. Good luck with the website manager job, and we'll talk to you soon.
That is Executive Director Brian Honegger. We spoke to him at the National Disc Golf Center in Columbia County, Georgia. And I guess the cat is out of the bag. I have indeed accepted the title of web manager for PDGA.com. Now, I need to give you a heads up here on something. If you were a fan of a website I used to spend a whole lot of time on called DiscLife.com, you got to know it ain't going to be that, okay? I got a real job, and this is just a very small part-time thing. So while we're going to make small, slow improvements, it won't happen overnight, but we'll see what we can do. And you are listening to PDGA Radio News.
Discovering the World has long been the leader in mail-order disc services with the largest selection of professional and recreational flying disc products, plus PDGA merchandise. Discovering the World is a great place to find the disc you need for the sport you love. Online orders ship within 24 hours, and the new retail location is open 7 days a week to handle all your flying disc needs. Call 714-522-2202 or visit dtworld.com. Discovering the World.
There are a couple of PDGA Super Tour events on the calendar this weekend, October 8th and 9th. One of them is the Charlotte Open in Charlotte, North Carolina. This will be playing host to a lot of players who might be in the neighborhood, say, warming up for the upcoming USDGCs. The other event, if you're anywhere closer to, say, the middle of North America, is the Colorado State Championships in Colorado Springs and Pueblo. The tournament director for this one is Kevin Metzler.
Well, the Colorado States have been around, I know, for over 15 years. I recently, in 2005, took it over from Steve Moll. He's ran it for the last 3 years. The tournament has been filling about 130 to 140 players the last 3 years, and this year I expect to fill out at 180 players. The defending champs are Jordan Knowles and Nadine Larkin. Unfortunately, both of them aren't going to be back to defend their titles, but this allows the opportunity for someone new to step up in there and take a Colorado State Championship. Both disc golf courses are on well-established old parks, so there's huge cottonwood trees. There's a rolling river through wide field. The short pin placements average about 5,000 feet, and the long pin placements at wide field are just under 8,000 feet. There's 2 to 3 pin placements for every hole, and great little park to come out and check out. Pueblo is probably one of the premier courses in the entire state of Colorado, with multiple pin placements on every hole. Short pin placements average about 6,000 feet, while the long pin placements average just over 9,000 feet. So two really incredible skill testing courses. Just every year the tournament gets better and better.
We've been talking with Kevin Metzler. He's tournament director for this weekend's Colorado State Championships in Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Ah, crisp fall air, perfect for disc golfing this weekend, October 8th and 9th. In Somerset and Orangevale, California, it's the Gold Pan Open, 27 years and still going strong. In Oregon, it's the Willamette Open, and in Akita, Japan, the Tohoku Open. The Kentucky State Championships in Burlington, don't miss the Dubs on Saturday. In Lincoln, New York, it's the CNY Championships. The Flying High DiscGolf.com Agnes Moffitt Lone Star Series in Houston. Burlington, Iowa, hosting the Canine Carnival. The MFA Fall Championships in Stewartville, Minnesota. In Huron, Michigan, it's the In-Flight Open. The Midwest College Clash in Franklin, Wisconsin. Baltimore, hosting the Druid Hill Open. The Homey Memorial this weekend in Cedar Lake, Indiana. The Shule School in Ingleside, Texas. Maybe one of my favorite event names of all time. And Oktoberfest in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Get the full list anytime at pdga.com. At GottaGoGottaThrow.com, you'll find the largest selections at the lowest prices. They carry all your favorite brands of golf discs, bags, and baskets. No matter what you're looking for, you'll find the largest selection of everything for disc golf. And they can do custom discs and mini markers for your club or help promote your next tournament. Check out the online pro shop at GottaGoGottaThrow.com. The leader in high-performance disc golf equipment and merchandise is GottaGoGottaThrow. And finally this week, some good news and some bad news. We'll start with the good news, and that is disc golf in the media. Now, typically when there's a disc golf story in a newspaper, it's a smaller town kind of newspaper, the tiny town Daily Ledger, Bugle, Picayune kind of story. Well, that's a long way off from the New York Times, the Detroit Free Press, and the LA Times. All in the last couple of weeks have run disc golf stories. Now, if you saw the one in the New York Times, it wasn't, you know, the greatest, floweriest, we love you disc golf kind of story, but they do say any publicity is good publicity, and poor Stevie Rico really took a beating in that one. Now, that same story was reprinted in the Detroit Free Press. However, it was a rewrite of the story, and the rewrite was way, way better. So if you're going to show anybody one version, show them the Free Press version of that one. And then a third story in the LA Times called Disc Golf Puts a New Spin on an Old Game. So disc golf getting some good press overall. Certainly some press in big media anyway. And now for our bad news. The Frisbee family has lost one of its own. Theodore Curtis Ted Williams died on Wednesday, September 28th, last week at the age of 75 in Asheville, North Carolina. He was a 5-time world champion in the Legends division, won his last title just this past summer in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And not only was Ted an accomplished disc golfer, he was also an author. He wrote a couple of books. The first one, called The Reservation, is available now in bookstores from Syracuse University Press. And his second book, called Big Medicine of the Six Nations, will be published posthumously by that same publisher, and we will miss him very dearly. Ted Williams, 75 years old, has died. I guess the only good news here is that Steady Ed Hedrick will now have another guy to add to his foursome. And that, my friends, is the disc golf news for the week of October 3rd for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks to our sponsors this week, GottaGoGottaThrow.com, Discovering the World, Discraft, and Innova Champion Discs. And until next week, I hope you will get out there, huck some plastic, think of Ted Williams as you're trying to stay out of the shul, and keep him in the fairways.